With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello everyone, I'm just jumping in here before we start quizzing to tell you about a giveaway we're running at the moment. Do you want to win a huge snack box full of delicious things generously donated by Mr. Filberts? Thank you, Mr. Filbert. Along with some quiz-themed presents for a perfect quizzy night in. Check out our Instagram page for what you have to do. Find us at Quiz Chat Repeat. The competition is running until the 9th of April, so get in there quick at Quiz Chat Repeat. On with the quiz. This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to Quiz Chat Repeat. Joining me for the final time this week is comedian Jen Brister, who we learn everything about today, that she likes swimming in the sea, watching the sunrise. She loves going anywhere that isn't her house, and she loves noodle soup. Jen, I've got to know you this week, and truly what I want to know is favourite noodle soup supplier.
There is a cafe in Brighton, which is just off Western Road, and that is a very authentic noodle soup place. Ooh. And I go there and I sit there and I have like a laksa, or I have like a basic chicken noodle soup, or, you know, like the broth there is like, it just,
that's,
or even, I'm going to go rogue here and people are going to judge me, but I like a fishbowl soup, and I know that people are going to be going, what are you talking about? But 100. Get good fishbowls and
I'm
wow.
So with you on all of these things.
Yeah, I love it.
I'll see you there. All right, your final subject is Star Wars episodes 4 to 6. Are you ready, Jen? Let's quiz. Question number one. Which character was portrayed by Anthony Daniels?
I didn't know you were going to ask me stuff about the actors. I thought you were going to ask me stuff about the flipping, the actual, I've got no idea who Anthony Daniels is.
I think it was because it's a famous character that obviously...
Oh, C-3PO.
Exactly. Thank you, correct. Question number two. Admiral Akbar of the Rebel Alliance is a humanoid species closely linked to what fish?
To what fish? I mean, who's coming up with these things? Are you kidding me? I've got no idea. I was going to say he's part thing, part fish.
Well, so you do know Admiral Akbar?
I know Admiral Akbar. He's the guy with the big bulbous eyes.
Okay. Does he look like a kind of fish at all?
Isn't he from a planet that's called something like calamari?
Right. Well, there you go.
So but he's not. He doesn't look anything like a calamari.
But if he,
I'm thinking of the rings.
He doesn't look like a calamari. But think about that. What is the fish?
It's a squid.
Of calamari.
It's a squid.
Thank you.
Sorry. Okay. I was like literally thinking he doesn't look anything like a squid ring. What are you talking about?
Okay. The great answer is squid, which funnily enough do not come in ring form.
No,
that's us.
Sorry.
All right. Question number three. In episode 4. Where is the Death Star's weakness located?
Where is it located? So Luke Skywalker has to go through into into these tunnels. The weakness is there's like an area just in the center of the Death Star. They get the plans for it, and if they can shoot that, the whole thing destroys, because the guy that designed it specifically designed a weakness in it so it could be destroyed.
Oh,
you find
gosh.
This out in Force Awakens. Anyway.
So do you know what that weird bit's called? Because it's got quite a specific name on my list here.
I don't know. Some sort of something generation. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I know what they do, but I've got no idea what. Let's just say the internal generation.
It's called the thermal exhaust port. So please do tell your son that. Question number four. What Oscar did John Williams win for his work on the trilogy?
What Oscar did he win? I imagine best soundtrack.
Is that what the Oscars called for music in a film?
No, best musical music. Best music.
And the Oscar for best music. I'm going to give it to you, only because I've got very close to you over the week and you like noodle soup, but it's best original score, okay?
Oh, best original score.
Yeah. Okay. Take that to the next good. Dinner party.
To the next one.
Question number five. In The Empire Strikes Back, which planet is the Rebel Alliance's military base on?
In The Empire Strikes Back, Hoth.
Hoth is correct. Absolutely. That is where the Rebel Alliance's military base is, Hoth. Question number six. Which hand does Luke lose during his first duel with Darth Vader? He cuts off his hand.
Yeah, he cuts off his right hand.
But his is his dad, isn't it?
He doesn't know it's his dad.
Yeah,
at
but
that point.
Doesn't his dad know it's his son?
Yeah, but he's
psychotic.
He's part robot at this point.
All right, which hand from his own child does he slice off?
I think he slices off his right hand.
He does. Unbelievable. Yep, he takes the right hand. Poor Luke. Question number seven. Who kills Jabba the Hutt?
Princess Leia.
Yes, the correct answer, Princess Leia. Can I just say, she strangles him with her slave chains.
She garrots him. Yeah. Good times.
Oh, so you and your son.
But it's quite tricky to get upset about it because Jabba the Hutt is repulsive, but also, you know, it is a little bit like watching the Muppets. So you're like, oh, there's a Muppet.
Being strangled, you know. I'm sorry, I thought Jabba the Hutt was a goodie.
No, Jabba the Hutt is very much a repulsive slave. Mikita, are you trying to tell me, are we going to fall out now? Are you going to tell me that you haven't seen Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think I've seen a bit of one of them.
I just... Okay, fine.
But I might. This is a really good story. I mean, I'm intrigued. I'm hooked, as it were. Okay, let's keep going. I want to know what happens next. Question number eight. In The Empire Strikes Back, what creature does Han Solo slice open to keep Luke Skywalker alive?
This is on the planet Hoth when he comes out on a tauntaun, and that's what he slices open after it dies of hypothermia, and he sticks Luke Skywalker in it.
Correct. All sounds very intense. The tauntaun.
The tauntaun
is the correct answer. Question number nine. The Force will be with you always. Which is a great line. Are the parting words to Luke from which character?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes, and now so Obi's the goodie.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah.
And guides Luke?
I mean, he's not really around for long. I mean, he's there and then he's like, he goes. And then every now and again, he pops up as a ghost.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's it. I've seen him as a bit.
Yeah, he looks like he's had, you know, when you have... Do you remember those Ready Breck adverts? You're probably too young to remember those, but you have a Ready Breck and you glow in the... No? Okay. You have to be over 40 to remember that, I'm afraid.
I don't remember that, but it's... I'm sure who made the Star Wars films? George Lucas would be nice to, would be happy to know that you're basing his incredible films on Ready
Breck.
On
an 80s Ready Breck advert, yeah.
All right, question number 10, your final three questions in this, your Request Friday, all about Star Wars, Jen Chester. For 1 point, can you tell me what any of the initials in TIE fighter stand for?
No. Okay. A TIE fighter, what does it stand for?
A TIE fighter, the TIE.
The TIE. It is a...
Have a guess, go on.
Turbo-injected engine.
Correct. No, I'm joking. You got engine. I'll give you engine, you know, because it's all one... It's just one of the initials. Engine's correct. The T is twin and the I is ion.
Twin ion engine.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Final two questions. Question number 11. Three actors portrayed Darth Vader throughout the trilogy. Can you name two of them for 2 points?
I know one of them played the guy that was the Green Cross Code.
No,
he did the Green Cross Code. I mean, again, you're too young, but when we were kids, there was the Green Cross Code man and he taught us how to cross the road.
What, and, what, and then he played Darth Vader.
Here's a little fun fact. He played Darth Vader. He's from the West Country and they recorded the whole thing and he used to be like, I'm your father. And he had no idea that he was going to be dubbed by James Earl Jones. And
No, Jen, come on.
This did not
this is
happen.
Fact. And so when it happened and James would, oh, look, the Force. He was like, what? What's going on here? He had no idea because they didn't tell him.
Oh, my God.
So that's an absolute fun fact.
I can't believe it. I can't believe he thought the West Country accent was going to stay. They were going to keep
here,
that in.
My lover. No disrespect to the West Country accent.
Absolutely not. I love it.
But it's hard to... It's one of those kind of... It's just... It's too friendly.
Well,
do you
did
know what
you?
I mean? You
it's too friendly. So, did you? Do you, the only woman on planet Earth that knows this story, I think, do you remember his name?
I don't. I have got absolutely no idea what his name is. But is James L. Can I use James L. Jones as one of the characters that played Star Wars? Because he was the voice of Darth
absolutely.
Vader.
Absolutely. No, James L. Jones, I'll give that to you. Absolutely. But there's two other guys here, David Prowse and Sebastian Shaw. Final question today. Question number 12, and this is for 3 points, Jen. Can you put episodes 4 to 6 in correct order of their box office revenue?
Well, I would think that it would just, they would have escalated because by the time The Return of the Jedi came out, I imagine it was just a box office sensation. So I'm going to say The Return of the Jedi, The Empire Strikes Back, and Star Wars A New Hope in that order.
Okay. It's incorrect.
You're welcome.
A New Hope was the biggest hit. $307 million it made. Return of the Jedi is second, $252 million, and then Empire Strikes Back, $209 million. That's, I can't believe Empire Strikes Back is the last one. But
the
Empire
Strikes Back is the best of the trilogy as well. I mean, this is shocking news to me.
If I go in to watch my first like real Star Wars moment, should I go in with Empire Strikes Back, Jen?
I mean, you kind of, I'd like to say you need to watch Star Wars, but you probably don't.
Oh,
I mean,
OK.
Just go straight in. The Empire Strikes Back is action from the get-go.
OK. Okay, got you. Your score after that round on your request stars Star Wars Friday. Sounds like a party day, doesn't it? 10 points.
Woo!
Beautiful. She likes those 10 points. She likes sturdy, good, honest 10 points.
I like a double figure.
We'll talk to Jenna after this quick break.
Harry Truman,
Doris Day,
Eric Chana,
Johnny Ray,
South Pacific,
Walter Winchell,
Joe DiMaggio,
Joe McCarthy.
Oh, Katie, wait.
What?
We need to explain what we're doing.
We're only doing a fantastic history podcast based on the Billy Joel smash hit, We Didn't Start the Fire.
So it's the Cold War, it's rock and roll, it's economics, sport, the space race. It's the story of the post-war world.
Oh, thank goodness someone's finally explaining our life to us.
Search for We Didn't Start the Fire now.
Points 50 for the week. You are officially better than average, Jen Brister.
Woo. I knew it. And for all the haters out there, it's official, okay? Better than average. And that's, I didn't even get that in my school report. So, Mrs. Jackson, I hope you're listening.
That's the best way to say it. That's the best answer to you're better than average. I knew it.
I just had to believe in myself.
You really are, though. I had so much fun with you today, Jen. Thank you so much. We're going to keep you for our connector clues and see if you can figure them out. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back next week, but it's finally time to reveal the connection between this week's clues. Your first clue was a chocolate biscuit made by Cadbury's with the advertising slogan, "One may lead to another." Jen, do you know the answer?
Jaffa Cakes?
It's Cadbury's Fingers.
Oh, and it's that so actually, true. I do like a thing, Cadbury's Finger.
Me too.
I do, genuinely.
Your second clue was the instrumental group known for being Cliff Richard's backing band. Do you know that one?
The Shadows?
Correct. Your third clue was the title of an extensive series of easy-to-learn instructional books on various topics that began in 1991. Jen?
The Dummies Guide?
Absolutely, for dummies. And yesterday we had a family of instruments which zithers and lutes belong to.
I don't think I know. I mean, I know what a zither and I know what a lute is, but I don't know what family they belong to.
I love that you know what a zither is. It's the string family and...
Oh, string family. Okay, cool. I didn't know that.
And that leaves us with finger, shadow, dummy, string. What is the connection between finger, shadow, dummy, and string?
Oh. Puppets?
Correct! I'm really happy you got that. highly pleased. What a way to end a beautiful week of quizzes. Absolutely correct, Jen Brister. Your connection is puppets, finger puppets, shadow puppets, dummy puppets and string puppets. Oh, God, she's good. Jen, thank you so much. What a week.
Oh, thanks so much. I've had an absolute ball.
Good. Follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat for bonus questions over the weekend and we'll see you for more quizzing next week.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.